That's why I want to acknowledge you for that. And that's why I want to start out by kind of get the energy up and relax and realize we're all the same. And we look different, right?
Yeah.
So I like to say, it's hard out here for a pimp. Trying to get the money for the rent.
Yeah.
I've seen you a verse of the Oscar winning song. It won the Oscar for the best song of the year in the last Academy Awards. And I use it for inspiration. Because this song won an Oscar on the Academy Awards, then I know anything is possible. You know, think about it. In your lifetime, did you ever think that it's hard out here for a pimp trying to get the money for the rent? Guess an Oscar for the best song of the year, and it's been on your iPod for a long time. So, in the honor of all things being possible, and doing a quick review, and getting the energy moving, and going through the guidelines, I'd like to share with you the Oscar-nominated, Oscar-winning song of the year.
Oh yeah.
Because the throne, they don't see any need to attack. If you're strong, you don't see any need to attack. If you are strong, you see no need to attack. No matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening right now, tell yourself you've been reborn into this moment. So you outlive the past. You will receive a lot more than the money. The rent. So that was the meditation. That was the meditation. When that cool meditation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I needed that meditation. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm going to just put on a little spontaneous music here. And then we're going to go deep. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
So I need to do, I had to warm up a little bit. Are you hot?
Are you hot? Yes.
Yeah.
I bet you wish your girlfriend was hot like me. You will never, page 225, the same curriculum. You will never realize the utter uselessness of attack, okay? You'll never stop attacking. You'll never stop going off. You'll never stop getting angry. You'll never stop fighting until you realize that your attack on yourself has no effects. You'll never stop giving, you'll never give up attack and anger until you recognize that your attack and your anger has no effect on you. You'll never realize the utter uselessness of attack except by recognizing that your attack on yourself has no effects. Try not to process that. Your attacks on yourself have no effect. So let's jump that up. Either that's not true, or myself must be something else other than what I think it is. Either that's not true, because it does look like my attacks on myself have hurt me, or this self that it's talking about must be a self I don't know about. Okay? So you have a self that you don't know about, and that's what's been doing you in. You've been doing yourself in behind your own back. But there's a self in you that you don't know about that's never hurt by any of your negative attacks on yourself. Good.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that one more time.
Yeah.
Say it one more time. You will never realize the utter uselessness of attack except by recognizing that your attack on yourself has no effects. Now, others are going to react to your attack if they perceive it. And if you really are trying to attack them, you will be unable to avoid interpreting this as reinforcement. The only place you can cancel out all reinforcement is in yourself. So the only place that you can cancel out all reinforcement is in your own self. So you can cancel out all reinforcement in the belief and attack in your own self. You can cancel and stop reinforcing all of your beliefs and attack within your own self. But how can I do that? How can I let go of these attack thoughts? By recognizing that there is a part of me that is completely unharmed by every negative thought I've ever had or anybody else has ever had toward me. There's a part of you that has been totally unaffected by every single thing that's ever upset you. You will stop thinking about attacking within yourself and stop having negative thoughts towards yourself when you recognize you have a self that has never been hurt. You are always the first point of your attack. So it's like I'm getting ready to hit you. This is the way it really works.
Yeah.
I'm always the first point.
whatever I think about anybody, that thought comes through me before it goes out to them. So no matter what I think, I'm the first one that receives it.
Well,
doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
Because it's your thought. It's in your mind.
Yeah.
So who else gonna have it? Who else gonna feel it first?
Yeah.
That just disgusts me. Because I really want my thoughts to hurt you, not me.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
This truth stuff, man. Takes away all the pleasure of the things that I'm doing to kill myself. I hear you over there. I have to have fun when I'm doing it so I die. It's too intense.
And if you didn't have fun, we wouldn't have fun.
That's
with all
right. I'm just amazed there's so many diehards today. I'm tripped out. I'm tripped out. Because it's hard out here for him. Trying to get his money for the rent. You know what I'm saying? You know. You are always the first point of your own attack. And if your attack on your real self has never been, then the attack on yourself has no consequences to your real self. Your real self, your spiritual self, your free self, your innocent self, your loving self, your abundant self, your real self has been totally unaffected by what happened to you in the fifth grade. Your real self is totally unaffected by that last relationship you're tripping about, the job you're going crazy over, the health problem that bothers you, the upset that's been bothered. Your real self has never been hurt and cannot be hurt. It is part of God. It is part of the unlimited, the invulnerable. There's a part of you that has never been adversely affected by any angry, guilty, hateful, wearing thought you've ever had.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you have to hate yourself a lot to not want that to be true.
That's true.
Yeah.
In a twisted way, couldn't you interpret that as being permission to go off with other people without harming yourself?
If you want to harm people.
Yeah.
But you'll find out real quick that you meet yourself.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you'll get a chance to experience what you just gave yourself from the perspective of the other person. Let me give you an example.
Could I use you, young lady, for an example of a little
please?
Experiment?
All right. Oh, yeah, just right here.
Okay.
Now I got to remember what I got you up here for. For an experiment. See when I'm channeling, when it stops, see, then y'all realize how dumb I am. Let's see. Hold on, just a second.
The thought coming back to you,
back.
I think.
If you want to harm other people,
yeah.
And
okay, thank you.
It'll come back.
Thank you. That's what a savior does. It's a savior reminds you of the truth when you forget. So thank you. Okay, so here you go.
Okay.
I'm attack you. Bam! But guess what? We're one. So, since she is me, at some point in my experience, I'll be there to receive the smack I gave myself as her.
Right.
Okay.
So whatever you do, you'll get a chance to experience it from the other side, because you are the other side.
Right.
That's why we like to be separate.
Yeah.
Because then I can do some crappy stuff to you, and then I won't feel it.
Yeah.
But if I'm one with you, I'll have to feel whatever I give you.
Uh-huh.
And since I'm not really giving nothing that's consistently loving, I want to make sure it don't come back to me by seeing you as separate.
Yeah.
Thank you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why the Course said, that's why we like separation. Because we think we want to be able to do stuff and not have to receive it back.
Yeah.
And that's why people are not really that much into that oneness stuff. Because if we are one, then if I'm hungry, you're hungry, whatever you need is what I need, whatever I need is what you need. I got to look out for you as much as I look out for me if we're one. And the truth is, I have a hard time looking out for me, so I don't want to have to look out for you too, so I'd rather see y'all as separate till I have more money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I can have oneness with all of y'all, I'd be glad to admit I have it. But right now, I don't see no real advantage to it. It just seems like it's more for me to do. So the only way I'm going to really like this oneness stuff is that you're holding healed and I'm holding healed and we both have no lack in us anywhere, so none of us are trying to get anything from each other, so it's a totally peaceful, loving experience. Now I'm ready for some oneness. But to be one with a lot of people who think they're lacking is not much fun. Because then it seems like you always got to give some all the time, and then you're not getting anything back because people who think they're in lack don't think they have anything to give. They're future givers of America. They always are going to give when they get it. I'm going to give it to you just as soon as it comes in. I'm going to give it to you. You know, lack people don't never. They promise you in the future that doesn't exist that they're going to give it to you. And then I just be so crazy. I'd be expecting somebody to give me something in a time that doesn't exist. You know, don't give me the love in the future. I'll never experience it. I need you to give me the love right now, so that I can experience it, because it's only in the now that we're all joined, and it's only in the now that we can reach each other. So if I'm ever going to love anybody or feel anybody's love, it's going to have to be now with the people that are here. Because everybody that's not here, I don't need them right now. How do I know I don't need them right now? Because they're not here. So the most important people in the world are the people that's in front of me right now. They are where all the power and the healing and the love is located. So I'd overlook you thinking about the people that's not here, or the people that's in the future, or the people that's in the past. So I'm thinking about the gone and the not yet, the gone and the not yet, the gone and the not yet, the gone and the not yet. And then I wonder why I don't have anything. Well, you want it in the not yet. From the people who not there. That's pretty much setting up. You're not going to be too successful.
Yeah.
You know, but what if I wanted it right here, right now, with you?
Yeah.
Would that increase my possibilities of having it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I think so. The present moment is where the fun is located. The future is just the time you think you need to be punished until you have what you want. That's why I want it 6 months from now, you know, because I think I need to wait 6 months to have it. That's a form of punishment. If you really love yourself, you would want it now.
Mm-hmm.
And you would want it whether or not you even knew how to have it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I want, and I'm trying to figure out how to have it. Now, how successful am I going to be? I don't know what I want. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to have it. Why don't I ask to have what I already have right now that I don't know about this more than I could have ever imagined? Anybody with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want some enthusiasm. Everybody with it?
Yeah.
I should be more excited about your life than you. That's not fair. You want me to be more excited than you about you? That's the problem with all my relationships. I always want somebody to be more excited about me than I am about me, and I am about them. That's what's so cold-blooded. I'm always wanting what I'm not giving, and always mad at people for not giving me what I don't give. You're supposed to overlook my crappy personality. But you sure better fix yours. That's what we do it. Overlook me. This is wrong with you, and this is wrong with you, and you need to change this, and you need to change that. I always want to receive what I'm not given.
That's good.
Yes.
And I realize that about myself. I'm always expecting, because when they give it to me, then I get it. There we go. Future givers of America. So here's the next part. I'm going to get deeper in this because you hardcore people, y'all came on a pretty day. Okay. It's scary. I'm really nervous. So yes, you're the first point of your attack, but yes, it's not having any consequences. Yeah, you're the first point of your attack, but yeah, it's not stopping you from being strong right now. Yeah, you're the first point of your attack, but it's not stopping you from choosing differently right now. So now. Now, the Holy Spirit's love is your strength. Now, what does that mean? It means the right mind in you, the real you, its love is your strength. You see, your love is divine. Kind of give a little bit over here and a
a little bit over there and give a little bit of my love over. Oh, I took it back. give a little bit of my love. See, my love is all divided. So the course says, guess what? A divided love is not real. So your love is not real. What? It's all divided. It's separate. It's split up. So it's not really strong. You cannot trust your own love when you attack your own love. So I can't trust who I attack. I cannot trust my own love when I attack it. So the more I attack you, the more I'm going to distrust you. The more I'm angry at you, the more I'm going to distrust you. Whenever I attack, I distrust. So the more I attack you, the more we're going to distrust each other. The more we argue, the more we're going to distrust each other. And our love is divided and therefore not real. You cannot learn a perfect love with a crazy mind. The course calls, it's really polite. It says, you're not crazy. You just have a split mind. Your mind is split. Your mind is split. Okay? All right? You got half of your mind over here. That part of your mind is cool. And then you got another half of your mind over here. And it's crazy as hell. Okay? Are we clear about that?
Yeah.
There's one part of our mind over here that is fearless and loves everything. And then there's another part of our mind over here that's afraid and hates everything. Okay? Got that? Everybody in agreement?
Yeah.
And it appears like they don't know each other.
Yeah.
Because when you totally into the right mind, you'll swear you don't have a wrong one. And then when you're in your grown crazy mind, when somebody tells you about how loving you are and you can't be hurt and you're totally invulnerable and none of your attacks has had any effect on you, you kind of go, well, like you look now. Okay. You can tell whose mind you're in by how you react to the loving thought. Somebody says something loving and you kind of like, look at them. You know you're in your insane mind. You right with me?
Yeah.
All right. Now, it's amazing what mushrooms mixed with acid and pot and coffee would do for you.
Right on.
Okay. Now.
I know. Can you feel the healing, brother?
You can tell when the person healing. They healing. I heard that once a long time ago. Okay. Now, if you have a split mind, some of y'all got the book, and all I'm doing is going through it. There's something about doing the course slow and just hearing it, and it's profound. It's like getting together to analyze it. That's what I love about y'all. We don't get together to analyze the course. We get together to hear it. Then form our own judgments. Because we know the truth isn't true unless we agree that it's true. So nothing anyone says is true unless I say so. Is that the way we do it?
Yeah.
No matter what I say, y'all don't think it's true unless you say so.
Right.
When you say what I say is true, it's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, that's deep, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you see how limiting that is?
Yeah. Whew.
I want to see the stuff that's true even though I don't know it. I want to see the love that's true even though I don't know it. You see what I'm saying? I don't have to know how the solution is going to come to Earl's problem. Universe, I give you total permission to let me recognize my problems have already been solved without any need on my part to understand how you're doing it, why you're doing it, and if it's true that you can do it. There you go. See, that's how you pray. You remove your doubt from being a factor in your manifestation.
Wow.
Right there. Instead of spending all your time trying to get rid of the doubt, make your doubt unaffected in stopping what you want.
Yeah.
Bam! Who is this?
It's a friend of Earl.
It's a friend of Earl. It's like, it's your right mind, Earl. I've tried for years to talk to you, and finally... Finally, you're open to my voice.
Thank you, Rank Earl. You ought to speak to your right self. Say, hi, right self. Hi, right self. You cannot learn a perfect love with a split mind, because a split mind has made itself a poor learner. So if your mind is split between love and fear, you are a poor learner. That's deep.
Yeah.
So how do you become a poor learner? Well, all you have to do to make sure that nothing ever goes right for you permanently. All you have to do to make sure that nothing goes right for you all the time is to try to make your separation eternal. All you have to do is want to stay separate all the time. And you'll be a poor learner. Because you're trying to retain the characteristics of creation, but with your own content. I want to create, but I want to create it the way I want it to be. I want all the characteristics of creation, but I want to put my content in it. That's what makes us a poor learner. We take our spiritual powers, and then we make up the content that we want to use our spiritual powers for. From a mind that's split and fearful. So what kind of stuff do you think that mind's going to create? A mess. It's a mess. I found I got all this creative power, and yet I don't like nobody. I don't like myself. I'm negative. I don't know if I'm supported. I don't believe I can be successful. I need to lose 10 pounds. My breath stink. And now I know I have the powers of God. It's like we're trying so hard to get all this power for our content. That's scary.
Yeah.
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 Lord, would you really want your whole world to be determined by me having the powers of God? No.
No.
No. That's why it doesn't seem like we have any power. There's a fail-safe. As long as you're crazy and don't know what love is, it will look like nothing you make lasts. So that nothing less than perfection ever continues to exist. So anything less than love, by definition, will end.
Huh.
So even if you do nothing, your pain will end. Because your pain was not made to be permanent.
That's good.
Now, you just have a choice as to how you want to experience the fading away. Your pain is going to fade away. You're studying so that you'll know how to look at your pain fading away without staying upset all the time. You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Your pain is going to end because it wasn't created by anything real. It's just in your own mind because you're the only one that's aware you got it. If it was real, the rest of us would know about it without you telling us. So anything that I don't know about until you tell me is ultimately unreal. Because nothing that's real could we not have and not have now and be sharing now. Don't analyze what I'm saying. Just hear it. Just analyzing will drive you crazy. If you're trying to analyze right now, I'm not responding. I'm going to get some waivers for my classes. Because people are going to start tripping in here. Because they're going to start hearing the truth, and it's going to have an effect on them that's going to blow their mind. Don't you see that red spot up there?
Yeah.
That's when you're saying that?
Yeah.
Now, anybody else would think they were lips.
Oh,
Prince. But it really was right before I came here. This person kissed me on my third eye and woke me up. Ooh. And I've asked them to do it. Because I knew they could.
Yeah.
You see, because they love me. There's nothing that you do with somebody that loves you that won't happen. As a matter of fact, the love creates the conditions in which your wishes are fulfilled.
Wow.
The peace you have in a relationship creates the environment that allows your thoughts to manifest. So with the person you're in constant conflict with, by definition, you're with someone that it's hard to have your wishes fulfilled. So the best way to keep yourself from having something that you think you want, but you don't really believe you deserve, is to form relationships with people who constantly oppose you. That guarantees you will not have a condition that creates the wish to be fulfilled. Metaphysical law.
Wow.
I'm talking law here.
Yeah.
Okay? So sure by saying I don't want what I'm asking for, is that I put myself in environments and around people who I conflict with.
Yes.
That's how I can tell what I think I really deserve.
Yeah.
Now remember, it's hard out here for a pimp. Trying to get the money for the rent. Cadillac and gas money spent. It's hard out here for a pimp.
That was deep.
Wasn't that deep? Okay. If you follow me in the book, let's go to the next part. Oh, this next part is hilarious. Creation is not of you. Haven't you noticed?
Yeah.
Okay. Poor learners do need special training. So we are waiting in the station for the little red God bus that comes and picks us up.
Because we need special teaching. For that green little red bus soul.
Okay? Yeah. We need special teaching. You know why? He says, this is not insulting. It's not a negative book. It may sound like it, but it's not. You have learning handicaps. In a very literal sense. I mean it literally. You have learning handicaps. I'm not being negative, and I'm not talking about y'all. Okay? There are areas in your learning skills that are so impaired that you can progress only under constant, clear-cut direction provided by a teacher who can transcend your limited resources. That was a hell of an insult to my ego, but the truth. I'll say it one more time in case it went right past you. We have a bunch of learning handicaps, okay? He says there are areas of our learning skills that are so impaired that without clear-cut, constant, correct direction by something greater than us, we doomed. I'm sorry. You just have to. We have to all admit that we need the help of something that knows more than we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody willing to admit that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You don't have to say you believe in God. It's not necessary. It's obvious. Okay. It's not really hidden. It's called fear. Fear here. I'm afraid. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in anything higher than myself. I think I'm alone. I think I'm in a body. I'm thinking I'm out here trying to make it. It's hard out here for a fear. Okay. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
And as you see, y'all going to tell your family and friends, what you hear at church today? It's hard out here for a fear. Trying to get the money for the rich. Cadillac and gas money spent. Literally learning handicaps. So are we clear?
Yes.
Now, the course told us how we would learn. How did it say we would learn? We would learn under, we needed constant direction. Did that mean all the time?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it says we need clear-cut direction.
Yeah.
When?
All the time.
And then it says it needs to come from a teacher. Now, the course says, this is the Course in Miracles definition of a teacher. It's right there in front of you. Who can transcend your limited resources. So that's the Course in Miracles definition of a teacher. It's whatever can transcend whatever limitation you see yourself as in. So if you know how to start a car and I don't, you have become my teacher because you are allowing me to transcend my limited resources, which is I don't know how to start a car. So whenever you're in the presence of someone who's helping you transcend a limit that you have, you're in the presence of a teacher. In other words, whoever knows more than you do about whatever that is. So it'll go back and forth, back and forth. If I'm more familiar with the course than you are, then I can transcend your limited resources about the course, save you a hell of a lot of time. then if you're more aware of something else than I am, then I fall into the student role and I go, well, you tell me everything, you know more than I know, so you can save me a lot of time. But an ego, it'll believe it knows as much as you do without even having done any of the study. Just because it's a person, just like you are. I'm not unequal to you just because I'm more aware of something than you are. And you're unequal to me because you are more aware of something than I am. What's happened is two teachers have met and two students have met. And if they see each other that way, they can transcend their limited resource, and then they're learning under constant, clear-cut direction. Because all day long, you're seeing teachers all around you. So you got to move faster. And the minute you're ready to learn, your teachers start showing up because you're not going to resist them. You're going to save yourself some time and learn from them instead of fighting with them. So the teacher shows up to the student that doesn't fight the teacher. So people are like, well, my guru haven't shown up. You won't listen to your guru. You try to make your guru prove he's a guru. You need his guru badge. Because to us, it's all about credibility, not acceptance.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting ready to work with you, and you're going to make it tough for me to help you. And you see that as wisdom. If you don't trust me, why are you even going through the process? You know? If you don't trust me, why are you even going through the process of judging me? That's deep. If I walk in the room and I don't trust the teacher, I just don't go back to that teacher.
Yes.
I don't try to make myself trust the teacher. Because I was the one that was untrustworthy, because I was the one that walked in the room with the doubt. I'm the one that's untrustworthy, not the teacher. Because I'm the one who don't trust. So I certainly couldn't be trustworthy. I don't carry no trust. I only have distrust. So I'm not trustworthy because I have no trust. A trustworthy person has trust. Untrustworthy people are waiting for somebody that's trustworthy so they can give the trust that they don't have. So they make sure they never meet anybody they can trust so it won't be revealed how little trust they don't have.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As long as I'm not trustworthy, I can't afford to meet a person who I can trust, because then I have to step up. But as long as I meet people I can't trust, I don't have to develop any. But I can think I'm a good person. I trust all of y'all, but you just haven't shown me a chin. And then all of a sudden you trust me, and I go, oh Lord, now I got to trust them. See, I got revealed. Whenever you meet something real, the unreal always reveals itself. That's why when I tell you I love you, and I say, oh, I love you. I love you. You had red top too. When I say that, from that moment forward, everything in us that's not love is going to come up for us to release and heal. Because once the real met, the unreal had to be revealed. That's why it starts out so cool. But then you said you love each other. Oh, you want purification. Well, this is your cracker thought number one, this is your cracker thought number two, this is security number four. These are all the things you have to get rid of so you can have a pure love. So if you realize that, you ought to just forgive those things as they're being released forever instead of grabbing hold to them, acting like that's what's wrong with them now. Your love is causing it to come up to be released. Your friendship is causing it to come up to be released, but you're thinking that's what the person is.
No, I'm just listening.
All right. Take a breath. It's really important to, when you're in the Course in Miracles class, to really to breathe. If you don't breathe, you'll die. And I don't have enough insurance to cover all of y'all. All right.
Now let's go deeper.
So you want a teacher who can transcend your limited resources. Now a person who can help you transcend your limited resources becomes your resource. The person who helps me go beyond my limit is my resource. Why are you my resource? Because by myself, I can't do it. By myself, I cannot learn. So you can help me go beyond what I am limited in, so therefore you are my teacher. So now you are my resource, because I know that by myself, I can't really get it. So all of you are my resource, because I realize that by myself, I won't get it. So now all of a sudden, you are becoming totally valuable to me, because we are each other's resource. We help each other transcend our limited perceptions of ourselves. Okay? Now, I don't know how to break this to you, but the learning situation in which you have placed yourself is impossible. I'll say it again. You have placed yourself in an impossible situation. And you've said that. This is an impossible situation. And in this impossible situation, what is an impossible situation? It's a situation where you are unhappy, afraid, and dissatisfied. In a situation that you're unhappy, afraid, or dissatisfied, you are in an impossible situation. Because love would never put you in this situation. Love wouldn't ever put you in this relationship. Love would never put you in this circumstance. So anytime you're afraid, dissatisfied, fearful, or angry, you are in an impossible situation. Breathe, please. So in this situation, you clearly require a special teacher and a special curriculum. So what do I need to get out of this problem? I need somebody who can transcend my limited resources, and I need a really different curriculum than the one I've been learning. So what do we need to get out of this situation? Somebody who can, or something that transcends the resources that we got, in a whole new way. That's what we need to get out of whatever situation you're in right now. So we've been given answers right now. If you're open to it, you're hearing it. Then it says, poor learners, that's us, are not good choices as teachers. Okay? Either for themselves or anyone else. Okay? So if you're full of fear and conflict and you don't really know you're one, you're not a good teacher for yourself and you're not a good teacher for anyone else. So you need a special teacher. I need somebody who can transcend my limitations. And I also need a new, brand new curriculum.
Yes.
Okay? Then it says, if you understood, he says, you're not a good teacher for yourself or anyone else. You would hardly turn to a poor learner to establish the curriculum by which they can escape from their limitations. I'll say it in another way so we hear it. You cannot establish the curriculum by which you escape from your limitations. You cannot come up with the way for you to escape from your limitations. And they go, what? Haven't you noticed that all your life you've been trying to come up with ways to escape your unhappiness and you've never done it permanently? That's what he's saying. It's natural. It's normal for you not to be able to come up with your way out, because you are the one that is the split-minded mind. You're the one with the fear in your mind and the problem in your mind. So you can't come up with, you did your part. Your part was the problem. And you did it well. But the mistake you're making is that you think you're the one that's supposed to come up with the solution. But he's saying, no, you need to turn to someone who has more awareness than you do in order to get the solution. And you need a brand new curriculum if you want to get out. You are not the one. But since I think I'm alone, this doesn't seem like an answer. Because it looks like it's asking me to believe in something other than me. And I'm looking for an answer that I can do alone, on my own, self-sufficiently, without anything greater than me or you either. So I don't like this answer. This answer requires that I do what? Transcend my limited thinking. you understood the answer that's beyond you, you wouldn't be handicapped. You don't know the meaning of love. That's your handicap. Do not attempt to teach yourself what you don't understand. Don't try to set up curriculum goals where yours have clearly failed. Your learning goal has been not to learn. I'm going to not learn this, and I'm going to not learn this. Our goal is always to say we're going to learn something and don't learn it. He says, and this cannot lead to successful learning. You cannot use in every situation what you have not learned. That's why it seems like the truth isn't consistent. None of this stuff is consistent. If I have not learned it, I can't successfully use it. So you know if you haven't learned to see yourself as innocent and loving yet, you're not going to always be able to use the truth and get the results that you seem to want. Because you haven't learned the truth yet. So you have to be gentle with yourself now. Be very tolerant of any errors that you make now. Then they won't have any power. Tolerance for an error takes its power away. Intolerance for an error keeps it going. Because you're spending all your time being mad at yourself for making the mistake, generating negative energy that slows you down. You with me?
Yeah.
But if you're jealous and you're tolerant of it, your jealousy will not stop you from getting rid of it. In other words, hey, it's a mistake I'm making that I want to get beyond. I need a teacher who knows more about how to go beyond this than I do, and I need another way of looking at things. I'm on the way out. He says, I love this. The impairment of the ability to generalize, what does that mean? The fact that I can't use the truth with everybody. I pick and choose who I want to use the truth with. So the truth is, I don't have the ability to apply what I'm telling to everybody in the room yet. So I have an impairment of my ability to generalize. I don't know how to use the truth in every situation. That's why I look like it work here, but when I try it with my mama, I get shot. You know, I have an impairment of my ability to apply the truth in every situation. So he says, what that means is you have a crucial learning failure. My God, it sounds worse than a heart failure, don't it? It's like, what is it, a heart failure? But yeah, the crucial learning failure. Quit, read the minutes, you know. Crucial learning failure. What is a crucial learning failure? I can treat you with respect and love, but I won't treat you with the same respect and love, and I won't treat you with the same respect and love, and I won't apply the truth to you. I say I create my reality in one area of my life, but in another area of my life, it's your fault. See, I'm not using the truth all the time. I'm picking and choosing when I want to be responsible and when I want to blame. See, I have crucial learning failure.
Yeah.
Earl Purdy? I'm Earl Purdy, and I have crucial learning failure. Say hi, Earl.
Hi, Earl.
I don't apply the truth to everybody. I have a crucial learning failure. Let me ask you a question before we leave. Would you ask those who have failed to learn what learning aids are for? Would I ask somebody that hasn't learned what the tools are for? The person that hasn't learned it certainly is not the person that can teach you how to have it. What the person that doesn't have it can do is point you to the one who does. That's what I do. You know, I'm pointing to a higher self. I'm pointing to love. I'm not saying that I'm the one that's to teach you that. I'm the road sign. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, some people fall in love with road signs. I'm just in love with that I-70 marker.
has directed me to Boulder. So they don't know. Don't ask the people who have no joy how to be happy. They don't know. If they could interpret the AIDS correctly, they would have learned from the AIDS themselves. If I was interpreting the AIDS correctly, I would have learned from the AIDS. If I was interpreting my teacher, hearing my teacher correctly, I would have learned from my teacher. So how do I hear my teacher correctly? First of all, I have to recognize my teacher. How do we recognize our teacher? What's the characteristic of a teacher?
They know more.
You take us beyond where you already are. So a teacher is someone who saves you time. A teacher is a time saver. So every relationship, every partner, everyone you with should be saving you time. It's like the difference between trying to lift a sofa and take it out to the truck by yourself and getting somebody to help you. The fact that they help you lift the sofa save you time and save you effort. So you can always tell when you're in a real relationship because you feel like your burdens are more lightened. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening to this much with me, God.
Yeah. Whoa.
I appreciate that. I appreciate appreciation. I appreciate you too. I appreciate you too. Whoa. Hey, y'all, thank you for sharing with me and connection. I teach full time, and so it's your generosity as I earn a living through doing my classes. So thank you so much, because God works through us. God works through us. Everything that you want is contained within the people that are in your life right now. Everything you want is contained within the people that are in your life right now. Everything you want is contained within the people who are in your life right now. The door to everything you want, that door is contained within the people who are in your life right now. Right now. Right now. You're surrounded by your doors. You're surrounded by your doors. You're surrounded by your doors right now. So thank you for sharing. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
You're surrounded. You're surrounded. How many of y'all feel like a dough?
I'm a dough.
You a dough? You feel like a door? Like just from today you're able to be more of a door for the people in your life? You know? Yeah, I do. I feel a healing. Testing 1, 2. Okay. If you want to get together and have a session that pass out those sheets, those are the personal sessions that I offer. And if you have a one-on-one with me, I will remind you why you were born and what you came here to do. That you decided, not me. There's a role for each one of us in this place. If your life is a struggle, you are not fulfilling your function. You're not guilty, and you're not bad. You're just living someone else's life. You're doing what you were told you should be doing, but you're not doing what you want to do. You're doing what society told you you ought to be doing, and your parents or whatever. But you're not doing what you really want to do in your heart. And that's why you're suffering. That's why you're suffering. Because the universe wants you to be happier than you do. It's almost like what I was saying earlier, you know, about me being excited about what could happen for you and then you being laid back.
Same thing.
You see what happened? Yeah. So what would happen if a person was excited about you, but you wouldn't get excited about you and you wouldn't get excited about them? Would that person keep on trying to get you excited, or would that person go where the excitement is welcome?
Go where it's welcome.
And that's what happens to us in relationships, and we don't realize it. A little appreciation, and I feel plenty of appreciation, so I'm not criticizing at all. A little appreciation will create so much more love and support, it will blow your mind. I'm telling you,
Mm-hmm. It's time to say, thank you, I appreciate you, I appreciate you, thank you, grateful, I appreciate that, thank you, I'm so, thank you, thank you. Person over there went and said, I ain't never heard nobody say thank you, much as you do. And it wasn't like I was trying to practice metaphysical truth, I was thankful. At first it's like you practicing, but then it becomes, you really become really grateful. Mm-hmm. And so when you're saying it to people, they really get you, really mean it. Thank you. That's why I mean it with you. Thank you.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just like you. I eat, I sleep, car, house, auto insurance, trying to get the money for the rent. You know, I'm just like you. I'm just like you. So thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your open-mindedness most of all. And thank you for not killing me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you're a person that believes that love is total and complete control and scripting and condemning when they don't act out the script, thank you for not wanting to make me special. Thank all people who don't know what love is that they don't fall in love with you.
Yeah.
You ought to give thanks for that every day. I go, oh, thank you, God.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, because somebody fall in love with you who don't know what love is, you going to work.
It's not
going
to be pretty.
Okay, so we're going to end now. We'll give a couple of minutes to bring home the points for the day, and then you can run out and hype. You ready?
Yeah.
You take a breath. I want you to do something that's out of the box and over the edge.
Okay.
Yeah.
You really willing to give it a
whirl? Yeah.
You won't have to move. You have to. Okay, look around the room, and the first person you look at, wink your eye at them. Now look around the room, and somebody, the first person you catch, wink your eye at them. See, and just in that instant, a major healing happened because for an instant, you didn't have separate interests. You were totally joined. You were totally focused on each other. Okay, now let's go on. Here we go. You don't know the meaning of love, and that's your handicap. Don't attempt to teach yourself what you do not understand. Do not attempt to teach yourself what you do not understand. Don't attempt to teach yourself what you do not understand. Don't attempt to teach yourself what you do not understand. Don't attempt to teach yourself what you do not understand. A teacher is who can transcend your limited resources. A teacher is who can transcend your limited resources. So I am your teacher and you are my teacher. And I am your teacher and you are my teacher. And I am your teacher and you are my teacher. And I am your teacher and you are my teacher. I am your teacher and you are my teacher. I am your teacher and you are my teacher. I am your teacher. You are my teacher. I am your teacher. You are my teacher. You have to have a clear-cut goal. You got to have constant direction. You have to open your mind to something that is greater than your own ego. I open my mind to something that is greater than my own ego. I open my mind to something that is greater than my own ego. I open my mind to something that is greater than my own ego. I open my mind to something that is greater than my own ego. If you understood what was beyond you, you wouldn't be handicapped. If you have a split mind, then you have made yourself a poor learner. So admit to yourself that you have a few layer learning handicaps, that you need to learn what love really means so you can have it. Admit you don't know what love really means. Admit you don't know what love really means so love can come on in. Admit you don't know what love really means so love can come on in. Admit you don't know what love really is
can let go of your fears. So copies of the class are available. We always go into an altered state. Did you feel it?
Yeah.
We go. You know, we know we were not in ordinary reality for an hour. If you don't think that's true, watch and see what you meet when you go out the door. And you know that we created a very special moment. That's what we do every Sunday. This is not ordinary. This is not something we should take for granted. You know it's not. And I think that's what's so cool about us. I think you're incredible. You're bright lights. I almost need sunglasses to look at you. I'm telling you. There's a part of you that's never been hurt, that's unaffected by this insanity around us. And you have an unlimited part of you called God that can transcend your limited resources, give you a new curriculum that will allow you to have permanent, satisfying joy. It's possible.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all. See you next time. Here's the night prosperity class at 7 o'clock. I don't teach it, but David does. 7 o'clock. Next class, Wednesday, 12 noon. Thursday, 7 o'clock. Sunday, 1 o'clock. We got three going.
Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
Easter
Sunday. Easter balls.
In your Easter bonnet.
No.